Proclamation number 7662 of 1st of August, 1960. Rescue from the darkness. In the darkness my adversary has dominion over the souls, but nevertheless they are not completely written off, for my grace and mercy also occasionally sends sparks of light into the abyss which light up those souls and can now be heeded by them, depending on their will. They can also escape this darkness if they want to follow the sparks of light. Then they cannot be prevented by my adversary because he himself flees every ray of light which emanates from me and thus clears the way for the souls. Therefore every spark of light can have a redeeming effect, but also remain unnoticed by the souls, which then means further perseverance in the abyss. Again and again individual souls break away from the darkness and long for the light, and these are then also guaranteed ascent. Admittedly, they are not immediately willing to accept my gospel when it is presented to them. They also often return to the abyss again. But no ray of love light remains completely without impression once they have let it take effect in them. And therefore, for the time being only a soul's free will is necessary to follow the sparks of light, because the souls are not forced to do so and because the spark of light can also only ever light up so strongly that it does not necessarily affect the souls. But the souls, whom loving intercession follows into eternity, are mostly charitably touched by the sparks and they follow them. And then the souls are led to where they can receive small teachings which make them thoughtful. But right children of the world are difficult to impress, for their thoughts still dwell in the world and they often don't know that they have already had to exchange the earthly world for the spiritual world. These souls also always stay close to earth, where their longing draws them, because they cannot easily detach themselves from these places. Long times can often pass before these souls understand the state they are in if they are not taken care of by people in loving intercession. Don't forget to include such souls in your intercession, for you humans can help them. You can release them from the densest darkness if you don't leave them out of your thoughts, if you call them to you and proclaim the gospel of love to them. If you call them, they will also listen to you, for they don't resist love, because they feel it as an influx of strength and feel beneficially touched by it in their powerless state. Loving intercession can cause the soul to constantly stay close to the person and also pursue the blessing of love. And this can bring about a change of mind, for which otherwise the souls often need eternal times. But love is a great power, and thus love will always remain victorious, and souls will be rescued from the abyss which are followed by love into eternity. For the sake of your love my work of mercy can also be carried out on the souls in the beyond. For the sake of your love I can send strength to the souls as soon as they want to use it for loving activity. And then their ascent into the spiritual kingdom will also be assured. But first they have to find Jesus. And therefore you humans should proclaim the gospel of love to the souls in the beyond and make the knowledge of Jesus Christ accessible to them. And according to their will and attitude towards him their own salvation will also take place sooner or later, for Jesus is also in the kingdom of the beyond their Savior and Deliverer from all adversity. Jesus also follows the souls into the abyss and he seeks to lift them up into the light, and then the souls will also recognize me myself in Jesus, They will seek and find me myself, and I will be able to introduce them into the kingdom of light and beatitude. Amen.